We began our search some 3 months ago, a search which took us right across Europe. We travelled to Estonia, we also travelled to France, and we eventually did manage to catch up with him and essentially confront him in the street as he was walking back from a market and question him about the allegations that have been made about him and also about his investment scheme.
An 18-month jail sentence for contempt of court hangs over Mr. De Dietrich in Northern Ireland. Several questions await him in the Republic as well. He has indicated, to understand, he does intend coming back to Ireland later this month.
Well, what he's told us is that there is an appeal due at the end of June where he is appealing the contempt of court ruling against him, which resulted in him receiving 18 months in jail. And we know as well that there's an arrest warrant issued for him. What he did say to us during the course of the interview that he did plan to return to Ireland. Now, he wouldn't be specific whether it was Northern Ireland or the Republic of Ireland, but he did indicate to us that it is his intention to come back to Ireland around the end of June. Now, we asked him specifically if he had any plans to meet investors at that particular point, because of a lot of people out there, of course, as you know, and a lot of people listening, they'll have a lot of questions they would like to put to Francois De Dietrich. We estimate there are around 400 investors, but he was very evasive. He wouldn't be drawn on whether or not he had any plans to meet the investors who paid him the money in his investment scheme.
And more can be seen on that Spotlight programme tonight.
Absolutely. The Spotlight programme goes out BBC One at 10:35, and it's called The Mystery of Swanky Frankie, and that was the nickname his staff had for him whenever he worked in Ballybofey.